I just set my mind to, I got to be 6'2". I heard that if you drink milk, that builds strong bones, and convinced myself that I'll just drink as much milk as I possibly can drink. Prayed about it a lot. I want to be 6'2", I want to be 6'2". And then when I went to school here at St. Francis Elementary School, I got a job as the milk distributor.
This is starting in what
grade? Third grade.
You made this decision.
So we just started delivering milk every day, and we got one free milk for delivering all the milk. But every kid that was absent, you know, that tray would go back to the little milk room, and I would just drink as much milk as my belly could hold. I drank a lot of milk, Andrea. A lot of milk. Whole milk, though. Not the candy ass 2% or skim milk.
That's Jim Harbaugh. Hashtag milk. Hashtag not candy ass milk.
My one-year-old drinks whole milk, too.
I mean, I'm pro whole milk in my coffee. I guess I'm with Jim Harbaugh on that, and that's about all I'm with Jim Harbaugh with in life, period.
All right, let's set up the story as quickly as possible as we bring in Teddy Greenstein.
Hashtag Teddy Greenstein.
Eric Swenson, offensive lineman, plays for Downers Grove South, committed to Michigan like 2.5 years ago. Different coach, it was Brady Hoke. Jim Harbaugh comes in, gets the job. A lot of times that means recruits change. We understand that, but their coaching staff did reinforce the idea that they were interested, that he had an offer. All this happens, and then in recent weeks, maybe even months, depending on which stories you believe, they were kind of hinting at him, you might want to look elsewhere, and eventually the offer was rescinded. That brings us to Teddy Greenstein, who is very popular in the state of Michigan right now.
I'm so excited to talk to Teddy, but before we get into the story, what kind of milk do you drink, Teddy? Because, you know, this is important.
I drink candy-ass 2%. Okay, you know, I'm trying not to get any fatter than I already am.
That's an excellent choice. So, I don't know, take what Adam just said there. Give us the genesis of how this all came to be, and you obviously had kind of a choice to make whether to write this or not, and you know, just give us the thoughts of how that, you know, where Teddy was at before you put it out there, because you had to know the reaction was coming, and I can't wait to read some of the tweets that have come your way.
Yeah, Adam. I mean, here was my thought, you know, when I was hearing all about Jim Harbaugh, he's sleeping over, he's going to a civics class, kind of all these kind of goofy, attention-grabbing things. And then I've got a Michigan fan, an intelligent guy, and we'd been emailing for a while. About what Jim was doing. He was over recruiting. You know, he was taking kids early in his class to build momentum because, you know, people want to then join a class that's top 10 as opposed to a class that's ranked 30th. But then he seemed to be kind of discarding some guys when he could do better. And I said, you know, this sounds a lot like what he did at Stanford when Payne Coulter blew out his shoulder and, suddenly, you know, this guy who is verbally committed to Stanford and is going to be a quarterback there got dumped. And Harbaugh did this a lot at Stanford, and he used the guys of the admissions office, you know, because Stanford's such a hard school to get into. So if you had a bad senior year or you got injured, he would say something like, well, you know, you have to wait to see if you get in. And then a kid would invariably say, oh, I guess I better, you know, take what I can, and then he'd decommit and go to another school. But he can't do that at Michigan, so now he's just basically telling kids, don't come here. And look, if he had told Eric Swenson after he got the job, hey, man, Brady offered you that and open your recruitment and look around, nobody would have a problem with that. That's up to the new coach. But when you string a kid along for that long, and, you know, like the rival site at Michigan. Now the kid is now one of the guys writes, oh, well, he knew for months. Well, read your own clips, because in October and November, all the stories with Eric Swenson were about how solid he was and how he was recruiting other members of the 2016 class. So I think Jim Harbaugh needs to show a little more class here himself and be a man of his word. And if you are souring on a kid, sit him down face to face months ahead of time and say, you got to look around. This offer is no longer good.
Teddy, the two biggest defenses, and I know you've heard a lot of them in the last 48 hours, but the two ones I've noticed are, oh, well, he's known for months. Okay, well, how does that change anything? It still happened to him in the you know, a couple months right before signing day, and this is his dream school, and he's been committed forever. I don't know what the difference between November and, you know, 3 days ago is, for whenever it was. And then the other one is, oh, well, everyone does this. It, that right. doesn't make it right, and the timeline to me doesn't really matter either.
Yeah, I hear you, but let's look at that timeline for a second, because what all these Michigan fans are clinging to is an off-the-record quote from an unnamed source who says, the kid was told before the season, you got to come to camp here because, you know, this coaching staff is not familiar with you. And they just read this and they say, that's got to be true. Well, yeah. You know, our Bob Narang, our preps writer, quoted the kid 2 days ago as giving a very detailed timeline of, I spoke to Coach Trevno a month ago. I spoke to him 2 weeks ago. I spoke to him a few days ago. You know, I mean, if they're claiming that this kid has completely made this up, then they're pointing to what the high school coach said, where the high school coach said, well, there were some rumblings 3 weeks ago when they said you might want to look at other schools, but it wasn't completely clear till Monday. Okay, 3 weeks ago was still the end of December or the beginning of January. That still is not enough time. And to your point, you know what? Coaches should really not be doing this. I mean, it's not against the rules, and obviously kids have worked the system forever where they get an offer and then try to upgrade. But it's really not right for coaches to do this. And what's different here is the scale. Like, there's going to be 7 or 8 kids that Jim Harbaugh, you know, started as recruits in this class who will not be going to Michigan. And some of them, no doubt, just decided on their own, and some are injured. But definitely several of them he has just soured on, and he's basically said either we're going to change your position or you're not going to get any playing time. It's really unseemly, and, you know, Jim's a good enough coach. He doesn't have to pull stuff like this.
Plus, I mean, when you're talking about the kids, Teddy, look, in my utopian ideal world, your college would be about giving somebody the best chance that they possibly can have to make a living. And if a kid can go play at a more high-profile school that will get him to the NFL quicker or give him more exposure, that school should be happy for the kid. I know it doesn't necessarily work that way, but it's just I'm wondering, I guess, do you think the rules should be changed? And if you do think that, do you think they will be?
Well, they absolutely should be. At the very minimum, if you have a signing period, you know, let's say July 15th to July 30th before the senior year of high school, then kids can actually sign. You know, this whole concept of he's a soft recruit or, I'm sorry, he's a soft commit or a ghost commit or a silent commit or a verbal commit. No, it should be you've either signed or you haven't, because what we're teaching kids right now is the word commitment means crap. I mean, the kids don't respect it, and obviously coaches like Jim Harbaugh don't respect it. So if you have an early signing period, then a lot of these guys can sign and go through their senior years and not be harassed by coaches who, you know, don't respect that you verbal to another school. Is it going to happen? It's not going to happen. You know why? Because coaches from the SEC and coaches like Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer want to take it to the last possible second. And if Penn State has a kid that they're interested in, or Northwestern has a kid that they're interested in, Jim Harbaugh wants to sleep over in his house and put on the full court press and get that kid to change his mind until the last possible second.
He's Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune. The original column appeared on the internet on Thursday. You also wrote a follow-up yesterday with 9 more thoughts. Both of those can be found in the paper and also online at ChicagoTribune.com. In your column, you reference Pat Fitzgerald and some of his history. In this conversation, you also mentioned Kane Coulter. One of the, I guess you'd call it comebacks or whatever, that I saw online was the example of, and I'm forgetting the kid's name, but Fitz pulled a scholarship right on somebody because he went and visited somewhere, because he has a policy of, when you make a commitment, it's a commitment. And so for Michigan fans to throw that back out as like, ooh, Fitz does this too, it's hilarious, because it's in the spirit of what we're talking about. Exactly. It's the exact opposite of what Harbaugh's doing. Harbaugh doesn't care about the commitment. Fitz's example is, this is all we care about, commitment.
It's so sad. I mean, and really, I mean, you expect it if you're dealing with like a school where a bunch of dummies go there, but like, it's Michigan, man. I mean, I guess a lot of these people are fans and not alums. And also, I got to say, I've heard from a lot of intelligent fans who do have a problem with this. But it is hilarious how groupthink, they will just accept the storyline that, the kid, you know, had a bad senior year. Why can't you dump him? Or, you know, I read somewhere that they told him he had to show up. So this is another great example where they're misusing an example related to Fitz. Now, look, let's say there's a verbal commitment and the kid starts struggling in school and has a D average. You have every right to dump him. Let's say the kid gets arrested. You have every right to dump him. In this case with Michigan, with Eric Swenson, it's simply because they don't think he was playing good enough football. So here's a kid who, he got an offer from Alabama a year ago. If they had told him, hey, man, we're not that interested in you, he could have gone to Alabama. Instead, he's searching around, you know, for schools, and most of them are loaded up already with offensive linemen.
My favorite tweet is from at MGoBlue1988, who tweeted at Teddy. It said, you should change your name to Dirtbag Sports Writer.
That's one of the milder ones.
Well, I didn't want to go completely over the top. And then your retweet with the love this idea is a very strong play.
You should work that into your Twitter profile. I think I like that.
I also think the guys would say, this is just clickbait, B-A-T-E. It's like, come on, man. Bear down.
And I guess we don't know if this is for sure about what you wrote, but Coach Harbaugh tweeted.
Oh, that's sure. The best, too.
He said, this is the tweet, and it starts with the words that they said in quotes. They said artificial sweeteners were safe. WMDs were in Iraq, and Anna Nicole married for love. Again, they said. I mean, I don't know what this means, but
I think it means there are two sides of every story. And look, let me say this. I love the Jim Harbaughs at Michigan. I mean, it's so good for the Big Ten. It's so good for college football. He's an extremely interesting, engaging when he wants to be guy who makes for great copy. All that is really good. So I hope he's there. I hope he does well, et cetera, et cetera. You know, things like this is interesting. I think it's also funny. Michigan fans, and they sometimes say, like, you know, hey, you're not getting the other side of the story. You know, Jim Harbaugh can't comment on it. It's like, he's got a Twitter feed that I think has probably a few more followers than mine does. So I think if he really wanted to put something out there, he would be able to. But I think what he's saying there is there's more to it with Swenson in terms of what he said, and maybe there is. But, you know, this is not an isolated case. There are going to be 6, 7, 8 guys in this class who, for various reasons, are no longer going to Michigan. And when you look back at Stanford, this is Harbaugh's MO. People, you know, the most honest response I got was from somebody who said, basically, go Big Blue, whatever it takes. And if you want to have that view, have that view. But Michigan fans can't get all high and mighty in this one.
I like the part in one of the two pieces where you say, Harbaugh was steamed after losing a recruiting battle with Ohio State for tailback Mike Weber. Buckeyes running back coach Stan Drayton abruptly departs for the Bears, leaving Weber to tweet that he was hurt as hell. Harbaugh gets on that Twitter that you're talking about with, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive, quoting Sir Walter Scott, which is another bizarre right. Jim Harbaugh moment. I mean, does this guy look in the mirror? Because I would, it's unbelievable to me.
Well, what I want to know, and hopefully he'll be kind enough to give me a few minutes for an interview on signing day when he's allowed to say whatever he wants. You know, right now he's limited by NCAA rules in terms of talking about people he's recruiting. I want to ask him, you know, what do you tell kids and parents when you offer a scholarship? Do you say this is solid? Do you say this is based on how the kid plays as a senior? Do you say if your kid gets hurt, we might be looking elsewhere? I mean, what are you telling the parents? Because if you're telling them, this is a scholarship and you can come here and I'll take care of your son, then are you the one who's being deceiving? So I hopefully he can clarify that for us on signing day.
And Teddy, one last question for you, because you brought up the idea of an early signing period, which I agree would fix a lot of problems. How much does the current level of excitement and TV exposure and the whole hoopla of what signing day is now, which has become a big deal, how much does that prevent that from being a reality, the early signing period?
No question, Adam. If you ask ESPN, they don't want an early signing period. They want it to come right to the end. And look, even if you did an early signing period, maybe you'd get half the kids. So if most schools are taking a recruiting class of 20 guys, maybe you'd have 10 locked and loaded before the season. It would just be so much more honest. You just have those other 10 who, you know, instead of saying, oh, I'm a soft commit to Maryland, but I'm visiting Ohio State, you know, would just be like, no, he's uncommitted. You've either signed or you've committed, and there's no doubt. This is such big business. It becomes kind of a farce as we get closer to signing day, and we do that, and the guys do the all hat dance and all that they don't want to change. But guys like Fitz, the ones who operate honorably, do want to see some changes.
Teddy, great job bringing attention to this phenomenal work this week, as always. And last one, Eric Swenson, where does he end up?
I don't know. I heard rumblings about Wisconsin. I know Northwestern is interested. He wasn't interested in Northwestern until now. I mean, they offered him before his sophomore year. I mean, the kid was developed young. So I don't know. I'm not going to be following his recruiting that tightly, but I will be curious to see where he lands.
Be great if he's in the Big Ten, though.
That's true.
Yes, you know it.
Teddy, thanks a lot, man. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Take care, Adam.